God's grace and his mercy and his peace, these are given you freely, daily, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. God's word that we're going to look at together today is actually two portions of it. First of all, from Psalm 78, I'd like to read those words, which were really the basis of the hymn we just sang. We will teach the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, so the next generation would know them, even children yet to be born. And they in turn would tell their children, and then they would put their trust in God. And I'd also like to read to you from Mark chapter 10, verse 16. And Jesus took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, may these words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. For a few moments, I'd like to ask you to look ahead to the future. Let's look past tomorrow when we're supposed to get dumped on with some snow. Let's look farther out than just tomorrow. Let's look farther out than just the end of the week, even to the end of the year. In fact, what I'd like for you to do is to look out for at least five generations of people. And figuring that a generation is about 20 years, let's look out 100 years from now and ask this very basic question: what is life going to be like 100 years from now? What do you see? What do you see as life being like for people five generations from now? Let's make it personal. What do you see life being like for your great-great-grandchildren and maybe even your great-great-great-grandchildren? What is life going to be like? You know, given all the changes that we have witnessed within our lifetime, it's kind of hard, isn't it, to begin to imagine, to begin to try and get our arms and our hands around what it's going to be like for children living 100 years from now. What's it like? It's hard to envision it, isn't it? What their life is going to be like for those coming after us. Well, having said that, how would you like to be able to have some influence, some impact on what life is going to be like for your grandchildren, for your great-grandchildren, for your great-great-grandchildren? Would you like to have some impact on the lives of people living 100 years from now? Would you like to have that kind of impact and influence not only on those who are relatives of yours, you know, your great-great-grandchildren, but would you be willing and would you like to have an impact on somebody else's great-great-grandchildren? Well, listen to these words of Psalm 78. They begin to tell you and me how to do this, how to reach out for five generations and have impact on the lives of people who are going to be living 100 years from now, how to impact and how to bless our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, and even our great-great-great-grandchildren, how to invest in today's children so as to impact the children five generations from now. We will teach the next generation. All right, we're number one generation. We will teach the next generation. There's two, the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, so the next generation would know them. There's three, even children yet to be born. There's four, and they in turn would tell their children. There's five. And then they would put their trust in God. That's Psalm 78. You know what? No matter what life is going to be like 100 years from now, this is something we want, isn't it? We want children living 100 years from now to be living with faith in the same God that we live today, believing in and trusting in and hoping in. Children living 100 years from now are going to need that trust, aren't they? No matter how much life has changed, no matter how much this world is different, that one thing will not change. Children living 100 years from now will need to have their trust in God. given that, doing all we can do today, now, so that they will have faith in the Lord then. That is the best way for us to impact the lives of the children living five generations out from us, so that they can have life to the full that Jesus Christ promised. And the best way to make that happen, the best way to invest in the lives of children five generations out from us, the children yet to be born, is to take today's children and teach today's children the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. We will teach the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, so the next generation would know them, even children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children, then they would put their trust in God. That is God's will, isn't it? That is what God wants for children now and for children 100 years from now. He wants children living, trusting in Him. Children truly matter to God, don't they? Nowhere else do we see it more clearly how much children matter to God, how precious and how dear children are to God, than when we follow the footsteps in the ministry of God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, and see Him interact and minister and serve children. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have Him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, He was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And He took the children in His arms, put His hands on them, and bless them. I didn't have the opportunity to walk around your church to see, but if I was going to place a wager on anything, it would be that somewhere in this facility is a picture capturing, there's a painting capturing that Bible scene, isn't there? Because that is one of Christianity's favorite pictures of Jesus. We love to see that picture of Jesus, don't we? With Him and His arms around a lap full of children. We love our children having the opportunity to spend time with Jesus. We love it when Jesus has the opportunity to take our children up onto His lap and hold them. And we love it when He puts His hands on them and His arms around them and blesses them. We love that for our children, don't we? And the reason we love that for our children is because we know the outcome of that. We know that in having them have Jesus bless them and having them spend time with Jesus, that what that leads to and what that gives them is faith in Him, that they're able to put their trust in Him. And one of the ways this happens, one of the ways the Lord Jesus still today does that kind of touching of children and taking them up into His arms and on His lap and holding them and blessing them and bringing children to trust in Him is when congregations like this one, Redeemer Lutheran Church in Wilmer, Minnesota, when congregations like yours cares enough about children and that children matter enough to you, and not only the children of this generation, but children five generations out, when congregations like yours has a Christian preschool ministry. Now, please note well my very, very careful choice of words in what I just said. I didn't say that you just have a preschool here at Redeemer. I said you had a preschool ministry. You see, if you just have a preschool here, well, you know what? My advice to you would be, you don't need to have it if you just simply have a preschool here. There are plenty of other preschools operating in the Wilmer area that you don't need to add one more preschool into the mix. But you see, preschools don't teach children about Jesus, not the general run-of-the-mill preschool. General run-of-the-mill preschools do not teach children there the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. General run-of-the-mill preschools do not have as their desired outcome that those children learn to know Jesus and that Jesus loves them and grow to serve Jesus. That's not their game plan. That's not their desired outcome, that children attending their preschool would grow in loving Christ. It's not their responsibility. But it is ours. It is yours. It's a God-given responsibility to teach children the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. Now, first and foremost, that responsibility, God gives it to you who have the privilege and the blessing of being moms and dads. First and foremost, God gives this responsibility of teaching this generation of children the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord to the parent. The Bible is real clear on that. Parents, bring your children up in the nurture and the love of the Lord. But and this is in keeping with Psalm 78. It's also our responsibility as grandparents and as great-grandparents. And if you've lived long enough to be a great-great-grandparent, it's also our responsibility. It's my responsibility. I have 8 grandchildren living in this world, 1 already living in heaven. It's my responsibility as grandpa toward those grandchildren to be teaching my grandchildren the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, to be teaching my grandchildren how to pray, to be teaching my grandchildren the one most important thing for them to know, that Jesus loves them. It's my responsibility as well. And it's your responsibility as well as members of the body of Christ. Because you see, as God was talking to the children of Israel about teaching the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord to the next generation, He was talking to the whole congregation. He was talking to God's people. You're God's people now in this place. He's talking to you. It is also your responsibility as a Christian congregation to be teaching this current generation of children the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, so that they might put their trust in Him. We will teach the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, so the next generation would know them, even children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children, and then they would put their trust in God. Just think of it this way. What you are doing as a Christian congregation, by having a Christian preschool ministry here, what you are doing with all of the support that you are providing, what you are doing is you are investing in eternity. You are investing in heaven. And that's what makes your preschool more than just a preschool. That's what makes it a ministry. Because the goal of this ministry of your preschool is to provide a place where, yes, children are prepared to move on in their educational life and enter into kindergarten and first grade and second grade until they finish school. Yep, that's part of the goal. But the whole time that that's happening, the goal of your preschool ministry is to provide the place where they learn that all the while they are sitting in the lap of Jesus. Through the dedicated preschool staff that you have here, who day in and day out are basing their teaching on God's word and are teaching the children about the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's why you have Redeemer Lutheran Preschool. You know, you might also think of your preschool ministry in these terms. I don't know if you have them in Wilmer or not, but in the St. Cloud area we do. We have what are called immersion schools. We have a Spanish immersion school in St. Cloud. We have a Chinese immersion school in St. Cloud. And the whole point of an immersion school is that children are immersed in the culture of that people, that language. Everything that's taught is taught in that language. It's taught in Chinese. If you're in a Chinese immersion school, it's taught in Spanish if you're in a Hispanic immersion school. And it's thought that in immersing the children in the culture, that will help them with their education. So think of your preschool, think of Redeemer Lutheran Preschool as being an immersion school where the children are immersed and surrounded with the special emphasis of God's Word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think of your preschool as being a gospel immersion school, because that's the culture of your preschool. That's the language that's used in your preschool. The language that's used in your preschool is the language of faith. And in your preschool, in that culture, your children are immersed in the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. Now, the really neat thing that takes place, not only at Redeemer Lutheran Preschool, but also in all our other Lutheran preschools and day schools ministries, is this. On average, across our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, children attending either our Christian day schools or our Christian preschools, one out of every five of them do not have a church home. And so now just focusing in on preschools within our Lutheran church, that means in the early childhood centers in our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, of which in addition to yours there are another 1,284, making their total of 1,285, there are 87,728 children enrolled in those 1,285 preschool ministries, which if one out of every five of those children do not have a church home, that means currently this year, 17,546 little children of this generation who do not have a church home, who are not learning about Jesus at home, no doubt. They are daily learning about Jesus and hearing the good news that Jesus loves them as they attend one of our preschool ministries, such as yours. Daily, 17,546 children are being taken up into the arms of Jesus, and he's being given the opportunity to put his hands on them and bless them. But wait, as Paul Harvey would say, here's the rest of the story. For take these children today who are learning about Jesus and run the results out for at least three more generations. Remember how it goes in Psalm 78? We teach the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord so that the next generation would know them, even children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. And then they would put their trust in God. You see, it multiplies. This generation of children you're teaching, some of them will tell the next generation, and some of them will tell the next generation, and some of them will tell the next generation, because you told this generation. And that takes us out to about 100 years from now. One of my dad's favorite expressions was this. He would say, 100 years from now, Dave, we won't know the difference. Well, when it comes to you and me, we who are members of this first generation in this line of five generations that Psalm 78 focuses on, it's true. 100 years from now, folks, you and I aren't going to know the difference that it makes that Redeemer Lutheran Church has a Christian preschool operating in its midst. Why won't we know the difference? Because you and I are going to be there in heaven on the lap of Jesus with his arms around us, blessing us forever. That's where we're going to be. And what's going on then here won't make a difference. And we won't know about it either. But for these children of the third and the fourth and the fifth generations who are following after us, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, they're going to know the difference that it makes that Redeemer Lutheran Church has a Christian preschool ministry, because that's God's promise to bless the teaching of his word so that those who are being taught can put their trust in God. And someday, one day, one very grand day, a day which is not going to have any end, we with all generations of believers in Jesus Christ are going to be gathered in heaven to live there and to praise him there forever. That's why we invest in eternities today. We do what we do now. You do what you do now so that Jesus will have his arms full of children then. And may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.